Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last. You will love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Are you excited?
I am.
You got a little pizza delivery shout out. Actually, luckily, this story did not happen to you because it's kind of a crazy story. It is a feel good story, but this is what happened. There's a 21-year-old woman named Morgan Young. She delivers pizza for Frank's House of Pizza in South Carolina. On one of her deliveries, she was driving down Northwoods Drive at about 7:30 p.m. That means nothing to us because we don't know where that is. But right. It sounds like an eerie, you know, like you're in the woods drive, right? When she experienced a seizure, she woke up from that seizure after she crashed down a ravine into 4 feet of water. See, you're probably thinking, no, this is definitely a nightmare, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It really was.
Yeah.
But there were two guys, Corey Eubanks and his brother-in-law, John Paul Abernathy. They happened to be in the right place at the right time. They saw the crash, and they were actually the only ones who saw it happen because, you know, with the name of the road, like Northwoods Drive, you probably think that
they're out in the middle of nowhere, right?
The two men recall what happened saying this. We were trying to yell out for somebody. We didn't hear anything for a little bit. And then finally we got deeper down in there and we heard a girl screaming, help. Morgan remembers pulling out of work, but nothing else. But she knows that angels saved her. She didn't know who the angels were or how she survived. But with the help of social media, she actually found the two men who saved her life. And she's actually been texting the gentleman from her hospital bed. She's currently right now still recovering in the hospital. She has a gash on her forehead from hitting her windshield and she's all bruised up. Her car is completely totaled. She won't be able to drive for at least 6 months while doctors work to control the seizure issues. But Corey says this, there was like no hesitation to help. He says everybody's life is important and I'm going to not let, you know, COVID, anything hold me back from helping someone. But in the midst of her pain, she has actually found a renewed sense of faith. She says, I don't want to say that I didn't believe in God or anything because I did. I mean, I do, but like I legit have proof now. I guess she's expected to be released from the hospital on Tuesday. She plans to return to work. They probably won't have her driving any of the deliveries, as you probably remember, that she'll probably be making the pizzas, maybe behind the counter. But one of the guys, Corey, he actually invited her to go to church with his family whenever she's ready. So I read this story. I thought, you know, sometimes you don't expect when it's foggy out or dark out the dangers that delivery drivers go through.
Yep.
So
tip better.
Well, if you're getting a pizza this weekend or maybe tonight for the debate, just make sure you tip those guys and girls well because they're putting their health and safety at risk.
And if your pizza's late, maybe be a little more understanding. Maybe the person had an accident.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly.
Don't know.
$1,000 minute coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.